calls for calm.
We've got to stop this madness, all the killing.
Baton Rouge shaken by three officer killings.
It's heartbreak, sorrow. We're in mourning right now.
Republicans open their national convention.
Don't be surprised if you hear about Trump being a law and order candidate a lot tonight.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Steve Futterman in Cleveland.
And I'm Peter King in Baton Rouge with the CBS World News Roundup. Investigators are looking for answers as they look into yesterday morning's police shootings here. They believe the gunman they shot and killed acted alone, but they're still trying to find out if he had any help. State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson says his investigators are now piecing together interviews.
We're following these leads wherever they take us. Who was he with? Who was he talking to while he was in Baton Rouge? All those things are critical and important, and that's what the investigators have been following up on.
Community leaders are asking for unity here. East Baton Rouge Sheriff Sid Gatreau.
It's a time for us to heal. I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Baton Rouge is better than this. This is not Baton Rouge.
The gunman is identified as 29-year-old Gavin Eugene Long, a former Marine who served in Iraq. His last known address was Kansas City, Missouri. More from CBS's Dean Reynolds.
Gavin Long posted his thoughts in a series of YouTube videos.
I'm the one who got to listen to the judgment.
The 29-year-old described himself as a life coach, nutritionist, and personal trainer. This video, which Long said he was recording from Dallas after the police killings there, condemns any peaceful protest.
It's only fighting back or money. That's all they care about. Revenue and blood.
His last tweet, posted 7 hours before the Baton Rouge shooting, proclaims, just because you shed your physical body doesn't mean that you're dead.
Montrell Jackson was one of the three officers killed. He and his fellow officers have worked long and difficult hours since the police shooting of Alton Sterling that was caught on video. In a recent Facebook post, Jackson wrote, quote, please don't let hate infect your heart. This city must and will get better. I'm working in these streets so any protesters, officers, friends, family, or whoever, if you see me and need a hug or want to say a prayer, I got you. It's not just Baton Rouge that's hurting. Last night I attended a vigil with about 100 people in a small town, Saint-Amant, about 22 miles east of here, where many people have some kind of connection to police officers.
When we get enough people praying, that's going to build the bridge.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
About 100 people came out for this vigil with just a couple of hours' notice. Tracy Precht brought her 13-year-old son.
I felt, you know, people needed to bring their children and show them what peaceful things are.
The list of vigils and services for this week is already growing. Right here, the message is clear. This town may be small, but its hearts are big.
Well, Peter, President Obama spoke at the White House just hours after the Baton Rouge shootings.
We need to temper our words and open our hearts, all of us.
His urgings came just days after leading the mourning for five murdered Dallas police officers.
We as a nation have to be loud and clear that nothing justifies violence against law enforcement.
In a tweet, Donald Trump was critical of the president and said our country is a divided crime scene and will only get worse. We turn now to CBS's Steve Futterman at the Republican National Convention.
Steve, here in Cleveland, all is set for the opening sessions. The events in Baton Rouge are likely to add a bit of a somber tone to the first day's proceedings, but there is no doubt the next 4 days will be about just one person, Donald Trump. We begin our team coverage with CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This first night is themed Make America Safe Again, and it will focus on the law and order candidacy of this GOP ticket. Speakers will rail against illegal immigration and the Democrat stance on terrorism, and they'll strongly praise law enforcement after yet another ambush shooting of police officers.
I'm Dan Revive in the convention hall in Cleveland. Tonight, expect strong attacks on Hillary Clinton. The party plans to show a video in part blaming her for the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi. Also a tribute to the U.S. military by candidate Trump's wife, Melania.
I'm Steve Dorsey at the Quicken Loans Arena. Thousands of officers from hundreds of agencies have now flooded the arena and the surrounding perimeter. Bags are being searched as visitors pass through metal detectors. But one thing not banned near the convention, firearms, allowed under Ohio's open carry law.
Many delegates here have traveled a long route to get to Donald Trump, this man from Colorado.
Early on, did you feel this way?
No, I was very much interested in Scott Walker because he was a policy guy that had made things work. And then I looked at Ted Cruz, felt the same about him. He's a very principled man, excellent on the Constitution and the fundamental values which I hold dear.
But now he says he will enthusiastically cast his vote for Trump. Everything begins in a few hours. That's the story from here in Cleveland, Steve.
Well, Trump and running mate Mike Pence sat down in an exclusive interview with Leslie Stahl for last night's 60 Minutes. The two acknowledge they're cut from much different political cloth.
I would have no hesitation, were I privileged to be vice president, to walk into the president's office, close the door, and share my heart. And I also know this good man would listen.
I would absolutely want him to come in. If he thinks I'm doing something wrong, Mike, I would want him to come in and say, really, you got it. And that's okay.
Forensics experts have now determined 20-year-old Nick Leslie, the Cal Berkeley student missing since the truck attack in Nice, France, is in fact among the 84 who were killed. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has more on what's been uncovered about the late attacker.
A French TV channel reports he sent a cryptic text that night to a man saying, bring more weapons, bring five to see. The man who received that text is now under arrest.
Speaking through tears after a cabinet meeting today, Turkey's prime minister said 232 people were killed during last week's failed coup attempt. 24 are said to have been among the coup plotters. CBS's Holly Williams in Istanbul.
The Turkish government has moved swiftly, rounding up not just the soldiers who attempted to seize power, but others who it views as enemies, including judges and prosecutors.
And reports say thousands of government employees all over Turkey have been fired. President Obama will award the Medal of Honor, this nation's highest military honor for valor, to a Vietnam vet. Here's White House correspondent Pam Coulter.
86-year-old Charles Kettles was an Army major who braved intense North Vietnamese fire to lead a helicopter rescue mission that saved the lives of 44 troops almost 50 years ago. The retired lieutenant colonel made several trips to rescue wounded soldiers pinned down by enemy fire. While going in for the last eight soldiers, Kettles flew in without artillery or aerial support. His Huey sustained severe damage, but he got the troops to safety.
Well, plenty of excitement overnight at Florida's Cape Canaveral. The SpaceX team reacts as the unmanned Falcon rocket headed to the space station with supplies. It's also delivering a new docking port, which is key to future missions. And that's the World News Roundup. For Peter King in Baton Rouge and Steve Futterman in Cleveland, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.